Welcome to The Word for Today, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently leading us on a verse-by-verse venture through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll be continuing with The Reign of Asa as we pick up in 2 Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 12. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown. They could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And the children of Judah carried away much spoil. And they smote the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord had come upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And they smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away the sheep and the camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. I mean, God did a real number on the enemy, and they were the ones that collected the loot. And so the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the prophet, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and he said unto him, "Hear me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Basic truth. Underline it. Take it to heart. What was said to Asa, Judah, and Benjamin is true of us today. The Lord is with you if you will be with him. And if you will seek him, you will find him. And if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Oh, this message ought to be carried to Congress and to the Senate. The Lord is with you while you will be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. It should be carried to the nation. Oh, that a prophet of God could speak to the nation as this prophet Azariah spoke to that nation, giving them the warning. You're flushed with victory. You're coming back with spoils of war. You have prospered. You've defeated the enemy, and the Lord did it for you, and he'll be with you as long as you're with him. And when you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you turn and forsake him, the Lord will forsake you. And now for a long season, he declares, Israel has been without a true God, and talking probably of the northern kingdom, for they had forsaken God and had turned to idolatry. And the northern kingdom was referred to as Israel. And they have been without a teaching priest and without the law, because they had expelled all of the priests out of the north. But when in their trouble they turned to Jehovah, God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. God is always gracious. You turn to God and you will find him. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out nor him that came in, but great vexation were upon the inhabitants of the countries. And the nation was destroyed of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. But be ye strong, therefore, let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. So take the example of Israel, and you be strong. Don't be weak. Your work will be rewarded. There's a fascinating verse of scripture in 1 Corinthians, the last chapter, that says, "Your labor for the Lord is not in vain." Now, there are a lot of things that we can put a lot of time and effort and money into that turn out to be in vain. But know this, Whenever you do something for the Lord, it is never in vain. God will reward you and bless you for what you have done. And the great thing about serving the Lord, it is straight salary, not commission. You don't get paid for just those you get on the dotted line. The Lord tells you to witness, and he rewards you for witnessing, not for how many came to Christ. And I think a lot of times we get this conception of, you know, you're paid for results. And so we hesitate going out because I witnessed to 5 people, no one except the Lord. And here a guy comes in and says, oh, I witnessed to 10 people yesterday, the all 10 came to the Lord. And I think, oh, you know. But one plants, one waters, God gives the increase. He who plants is nothing, he who waters is nothing. It is the Lord who gives the increase. And so you're not really paid for those that you get signed. You're just paid to be a witness. That's where God rewards you. You're faithful in your witness to the Lord rewards you, you know. And it's not for how many come to the Lord. You don't have to worry about that. And I like that. I like just being a witness for Christ. The rest is in his hands, and I rest in him. I go out and do the work, and I just rest in the Lord to bring the person to himself. I had a drunk stagger up to me one time and said, you converted me, you know. And I thought, that's your problem. I can't convert anybody. Only the Lord can do a work of conversion. I can share with a person what the Lord can do for them. I can share the power of God and the love of Jesus Christ, but I can't convert. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And I think a lot of times we get sort of mixed up here and we think that, you know, we've got to convert them. And we get all pressed towards that conversion bit, when that's in the hands of the Lord. I have to witness. That's what God holds me responsible for. And so be strong. Don't let your hands be weak. You will be rewarded. Your work or your labor shall be rewarded. So when Asa heard these words, the prophecy of the son of Oded, he took courage. And it was a further reform. Remember in the beginning there was sort of a surface reform. Now there is further reform, more complete. He put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin, out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim. He renewed the altar of Jehovah that was before the porch of Jehovah. The altar had become sort of decayed. He renewed it. He rebuilt it. He gathered all of Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with him out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw Jehovah his God was with him. In the prosperity now of Judah, the kingdom of Judah, those that were in the northern kingdom of Israel, many of them, an abundant number of people from the northern kingdom, from the tribes of Simeon and Ephraim and Manasseh, seeing God's hand and God's blessing there on the southern kingdom, great number of them moved south to be under a kingdom where the people really honored God. I wish many times that there was a place where we could move, where people were really committed to serving the Lord in a national way. I'm really disturbed, deeply disturbed about our nation. I'm deeply concerned about the school systems and the attitudes of so many of the children in the schools concerning drinking, concerning premarital sex, concerning drugs. I'm concerned about the kind of music that they are listening to that actually encourages premarital sex or incestuous relationships or encourages suicide or these things. And the way our nation is being corrupted, I'm very concerned about a lot of the legislation that is taking away our liberties, our religious freedoms. I am troubled by these things. And I wish there were a nation that was honoring God where I could just say, oh, come on, hey, let's move down there where the nation is really serving the Lord and the people are honoring God and they still believe in morality and righteousness and living godly lives. And as a nation, they would stand up for those things and would establish laws that would protect us from the filthy, drug-crazed minds that are producing the music and the lyrics to the music and producing the films that are all of them destroying our nation from a moral strength and a position of moral strength. Our nation is being undermined today. Everything, it seems, is slanted towards the destruction, and so much of the music comes out of drug-crazed minds. And it's just ripping our kids off. And our government isn't putting up any protections against pornography or these things, just letting it go. But they are protecting the children from any Bible being taught in the school or the Ten Commandments being posted or anything that has a moral base that would come from a biblical standpoint. They're very happy to protect the kids from that kind of evil. Now, something's wrong, seriously wrong. And I only wish there was a place that we could move and just establish a community, a kingdom, where God would be honored and we could protect the children from the filth of this world in which we live. And so there were many. They saw the nation. God's blessing them. Look, they're honoring the Lord. They're cleaning things up. God is working. God is blessing. Let's go down and let's move down there and live under that kind of environment rather than all the crud that's going on up here. They saw the Lord, his God was with him. So they gathered themselves to Jerusalem in the third month. That would have been in the Feast of Pentecost. So at the Feast of Pentecost, a great multitude of people from the north came down to join in with this happy celebration in the third month, the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep, and they entered into a covenant. This is glorious to me. They said, we're going to make a covenant to seek the Lord. We're going to covenant with ourselves. We're going to seek God. Oh, what a covenant that we should be making. We ought to just covenant together. We're going to seek the Lord. We're going to pray. We're going to work until we see God working again in our nation, in our community. And make that covenant. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to seek the Lord. And the fathers would stand up and clean house. You see, it begins with the parents. As long as the children are under your roof. We used to say to our kids, look, as long as you're living under our roof, you're going to follow our rules. The minute you think you're big enough not to follow our rules, then you're out. You're going to follow the rules that we've established for this house. And they knew it. But we need to do a house cleaning. Get rid of a lot of this perverted stuff that is destroying their whole value system. And so they made a covenant to seek Jehovah, God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. Oh, glory. God help us. Let's seek the Lord with all of our hearts and with all of our souls. Let's get serious with God. Let's get involved in the prayer meetings, in the women's intercessory prayer group, in those ladies that gather to pray for the school, with the men who gather to pray for the church. Let's seek the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our soul. For the prophet promised, if you seek him, he will be found of you. That is always the glorious truth. Jesus said, seek and ye shall find. And the covenant was that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Well, that's a pretty heavy covenant. Whether small or great, whether man or woman, I mean, hey, we're going to start living it, and we're going to toe the mark. And if you don't want to, all right. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. It was really a moving kind of a gathering as they made this covenant, as they realized the importance of keeping God at the heart of the nation, and thus this covenant to seek him with all their hearts, and then the oath unto the Lord with their loud voices, with the shouting, with the trumpets, with the cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and they sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. Glorious time of spiritual reformation and revival. Now, there have been periods of great revival in the United States. And it is encouraging to read of the meetings that Finney held in the United States in the earlier years, and the tremendous revival that came during Finney's time, where 5 years after his meetings in a city, there were no open bars in the city because there were no customers, where people would just fall down on the street crying out to God for mercy. The conviction was so heavy. Now, Lord, it is nothing for thee to help, whether with little or with great. It's nothing for God to send a revival, but it takes a commitment of God's people. It takes for us to resolve to serve the Lord, to seek the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our soul, to get serious. You see, the biggest problem is that we are living in extremely desperate days, but the church is not yet desperate. They say that if you put a frog in cold water and turn the heat on under the pan, that the frog will just continue to swim in that water as it is heating up until it gets to boiling and it'll die, because it's just a gradual heating of the water. But if you take and throw a frog into a pan of hot water, he'll hop out immediately. And I think that it is somewhat the way it has happened in the world in which we live. Satan is very clever. It's just been a slow decay. If we were just thrust into this society in just a moment, we would be horrified at what was going on. If we say from where we were 40 years ago, and suddenly we're thrust into this society today, we would be absolutely horrified. But Satan's just turned the fire up and just that, you know, and so here we are swimming around in this boiling water and suffocating and wondering what's gone wrong. We're not desperate. We've been anesthetized. And we just aren't really desperate today. But it's time that God's people called by his name, it's time that they humble themselves and pray and seek his face until we see a revival. And so they sought him with their whole desire. He was found of them, for the Lord gave them rest all around. The result of it. And so also concerning this Maakah, who was the mother of Asa the king, that is the She was the grandmother, actually, but as I said, they don't have the term grandchild or grandparent. So Maakah, who was the daughter of Absalom's son Uriah, he removed her. This woman was still there with a wicked influence. And he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol to the Asherim, the female goddess of sex. And Asa cut down her idol, and he stomped it, and he burned it in the Kidron Brook. But it wasn't totally complete. The high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was complete all of his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and he himself had dedicated the silver and the gold and the vessels. So they began to replenish the treasure within the temple. And there was no more war under the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Next, we'll get into chapter 16. And you'd think, wow, this is so great, marvelous. Go on forever. But unfortunately, no. Tragically, during the time of the prosperity and peace, there came a spiritual lackness over a period of time, and we see the tragic consequences in the next chapter.
We'll return with more of our study through the book of 2 Chronicles in our next lesson, as we continue our look at the treaty with Syria. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, you can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. Simply call 1-800-272-WORD. And phone orders can be taken Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at thewordfortoday.org. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith continues his verse-by-verse study through the book of 2 Chronicles. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
May God's Spirit really challenge our hearts to seeking the Lord. For the promise is, if you seek Him with all your heart, He will be found of you. And so let's covenant together to really seek the Lord this week. Let's seek the Lord for His work. Let's pray that this will be the year that God will really get hold of their hearts and challenge them to really commit their lives to following and to serving Jesus Christ. Let's spend time in prayer, individually, corporately. And let's seek the Lord that we might find Him and that we might see His work in our midst. God bless you and keep you in His love, fill you to overflowing with His Spirit, and know this, your labor in the Lord is never in vain.
Have you ever seen a person who was once enslaved to an addictive lifestyle, and then all of a sudden they came to know Jesus as their Savior, and they're like a different person? They're happy, they're excited about life, they've become transformed. If you or someone you know has an addiction, whether it be to drugs or alcohol, even prescription drugs, an eating disorder, or a problem with gambling or pornography, I'd like to recommend this year's One Step to Freedom Conference on DVD entitled High Time. Hear guest speakers Mike McIntosh, Jerry Brown, Tommy Cota, and testimonies by Ebo Elder and Hannah Parks.
I can only imagine what this guy's face was just like. Wow, you set me free. And Jesus just smiling down at this man as he's been set free.
To order a copy of this year's conference for a friend or loved one, call The Word for Today at 1-800-272-WORD or visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.